Any discussion?
Can I ask a clarification?
Yes, sure, Neglack.
Didn't we say before that they could go into executive session if necessary, and going into executive session excluded the listeners?
No.
Okay. If you go into executive session, and only those who have fiduciary, technically, we do have a responsibility that listener sponsor would not have. But I don't know if this is clear. I don't know if a committee, if it went into executive session.
That wasn't the amendment.
That would be a different amendment.
I'm not proposing an amendment. I wanted clarification because that would determine
I knew it wasn't the
how
amendment.
I vote on this amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a wording of the amendment?
Okay, David, there's a form. Did you get one of these forms that we handed out? And then let's get wording on the amendment. Any further discussion? Okay,
yes.
Let's go to Lamont, who has not spoken, and then to Margaret, and then to Terry.
Don, a point of clarification. Will we still have time for fours and against?
Aren't we doing
yes.
That?
Yes.
I was just going to say, aside from Sonali's comment about the excused absences, it seems to me there was another amended part that had to do with the programmers also being there.
Yes, that was Alan's wording that he's written out. Yeah, on staff.
It seems to me.
Alan's wording was up.
Right. You know, Dave, I have some problems, you know, with that amendment, because I think if we are going to open up the process to listeners and say that you're welcome to come in to vote, I think we should just do that. And the idea that you're going to single out certain committees and say to members, we don't trust you enough to participate in that committee, when, in fact, we could ask members, as was done, precedent has already happened, where people signed agreements of confidentiality, et cetera, as one way of dealing with it. So I think that we, you know, I'm just really asking that you think about that, you know, a little bit more, and we have a bit more trust in the membership, but also in the process, that we can work something out to protect the confidentiality that you might be concerned about.
Okay, we're going to go to Kimberly and then to David. Now, excuse me, you were on the stack. Excuse me.
I want to get to the fours and against.
Okay. Well, we're actually doing that now. So, what we're doing is I'm going to recite the stack, and we'll have fours and against. Try to balance it. Kimberly, and then it's Alan, Terry, and David.
I have my hand up also.
Yes.
Ed.
Okay. And Ed, and then Israel. All right. And these are like
Arturo.
These are very quick comments. Hopefully 90 seconds, no more.
But
Ed.
Point of clarification.
Okay.
If you're going to have 2-4 and 2 against, you've already exceeded your 4.
Yeah. The problem here is that this amendment, I was unclear whether it began prior to public comment. Was it moved and seconded before public comment?
Yes. Yeah.
It was. So technically 2-4. So let me ask a couple questions. Kimberly, are you speaking for or against?
For.
Alan, are you speaking for or against?
Qualified against.
Against. Terry, for or against?
Neither.
Okay, David, for or against?
For.
For. Ed, for or against?
I wanted to speak about the issue of referring it to committee preclude all of this talking, which anyway, but I'm basically for it.
For. Arturo, for or against?
For.
Okay.
The amendment or the
we're talking only the about the amendment
only
which David has proposed.
I have nothing to say about that.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We always start to kind of lose it a bit as the afternoon moves to a 5-hour meeting. Okay, let's begin with Kimberly. Go ahead. Kimberly, she's speaking for.
I think regarding what Margaret said, I think that it is that we have to remember, I think it is important to have just the related to membership on the financial committee and the management review committee, that it is really important that it go to committee, because we do have certain responsibilities. And I think, we all know we have to be really careful of infiltration and other types of issues that, whether you're a member, anybody can be a member. You know, the FBI can be a member. George Bush's brother can be a member. Exactly. But we were elected. We were elected, and a lot of us are known in the community, in various communities. And, you know, we're not the same. We are listeners. I've been a listener to KPFK ever since I moved to LA, et cetera. Anyway, my point is that I'm not saying we shouldn't have listener members on these committees, but I do think we need to seriously think about it and remember, we need to remember the security of the organization.
All right. Now, the chair will note that there is no one on the stack voting, speaking against.
I am.
Well, you're not on the stack. I was going to declare this kind of moot and go to the other issues as opposed. But Sherna, if you're voting against, I will call on you. You weren't on the stack, so go ahead.
The reason I'm against it is I believe that we do have certain responsibilities as LSB members. I do believe that going into executive session handles the problem, and that what we need is a decision, a legal decision for the governance committee of the PNB that clarifies what it means to go into executive session. We all have certain protections, and that's what it means to go into executive session. So I'm opposed to it for that reason. I think that there are other ways to handle it.
Point of privilege.
David, a point of personal privilege.
As a member of the National Board, on the Coordinating Committee and the Finance Committee, struggling for a year to get information to committees, okay? Struggling for a year and getting tripped up at every stage by this question of who and confidentiality and the rest. I am asking that we wait a month to consider it so that, for example, we can go to the ED and make sure that this is not yet another thing put in our way to deny access to information. That's why I'm asking it.
Okay, I'm going to rule that this discussion is closed as far as
point of privilege.
Pro and con. Yes. And that, yes, yes. And that because there are none speaking yes. against. However, a point of privilege, Terry.
Yes, I intend to be bringing a motion to dissolve the structure committee and create a governance committee that would moot a section of the resolution from Dave. So if an amendment is in order, I would move that the reference to the structure committee be changed to be structure or governance committee.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Yes.
Seeing no second, it fails for lack of a second.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded, and as I understand it, the intent of this amendment is to do what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just to add the word structure, Don. You had already said this on email that you might recommend having structure / governance. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I don't see how it helps. But anyway, okay.
Dave's motion referred something to the structure committee. I want to make sure there is a committee if we dissolve the structure committee.
Okay, so the proposal is that the structure committee be called structure / governance.
No, that the reference in the motion to the structure committee be changed to reference the structure or governance committee.
Okay. And it's been moved and seconded. No further debate. We can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of the amendment. I'm sorry. I'm talking now about the Terry Goodman
language.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, be sure the secretary has this and read it to us so we know what we're voting on.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. How many? 17. Those opposed? Abstain. Abstentions.
One.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that wording is now accepted by the body.
Wait, the wording is the structure and or governance.
That's right.
Yeah, not David's motion.
No, because we weren't voting on David's motion.
Okay.
No, we have to vote on that. Okay,
Mr. Chairman, please again, have the secretary read before you vote.
All right.
So this kind of confusion doesn't continue.
Okay, well, okay. Let's go to the reading of David's motion.
Amendment.
It's the motion that deals with two committees, finance and management review. Do you have that?
Here.
Oh, David, can you just pass that along? And if you don't, okay, the secretary will read it.
Read it.
Okay, the motion is... Dave moves that finance and executive review be excluded from the motion listener members on committees until the structure committee, until it's considered by the structure committee.
And basically, or governance now, it would be.
Or governance, okay.
Okay, may we move to a vote. Those in favor of David Adelson's amendment, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 4.
And against?
1.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 2.
Okay, the amendment passes and it becomes part of Lydia Bresson's motion. Now, may we move to a vote on the motion?
No, for and against.
No.
You want to have 2 for and 2 against?
Sure.
Against. All right. There is a request for 2 for and 2 against. Let me ask, who wants to speak? You want to speak.
I'm a qualified against. I want to speak.
Well, you have to be against.
Okay, then I'm against it.
Alan is against.
Well,
is there someone who will speak for? Now, we'd like to limit this maybe to just 2 speakers, 1 for, 1 against. Who will speak for? Okay, Sonali will? Oh my gosh, we have a split at this end of the table. Now, hopefully, one moment. Is there anyone else who wants to speak against? No, okay. Oh yes, Ed. And one more, 4.
I'm too tired.
All right, that's it. Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead. Alan.
Margaret will speak for.
I completely support the idea of having as many people as LSV members who are in there as voting members. Okay, what strikes me as unfortunate, let's say, about this, and in reality, is this is, you know, this is like the Milo resident, Roger Zimmerman, I don't know if I can say. Empowerment motion. It's going to be the same listeners who always show up. Now, here's the thing. We basically all know that's true unless we take a proactive measure of advertising for listeners to come.
It's in there.
It's in the motion.
Outreach is in the motion.
The motion.
Okay, wait. What does it say?
Next to the last paragraph. Next to the last paragraph on the front.
On air.
Okay, we're going to come back to Alan. Sonali is going to speak 4, and then we'll give 10 seconds to
him. I was very much objecting to earlier based on some of the things that Dave expressed about lack of information and not being able to get information. We've had that in the past with a couple of committees. So I'm really happy that the amendment passed, and I plan on voting for this because particularly committees like the outreach committee absolutely need as much infusion of listener sponsors as possible, because those are the committees where the greater the number of people that can go out and do the work in the community, the better it can do a function.
Okay, Alan, you have 10 seconds. One moment. Do you want to... Okay, let's go to Ed, who's speaking against. Ed Pearl.
I'm completely in favor of as many people as humanly possible coming in and helping. That is not what I'm voting. I'm going to abstain on this because on policy, committees should be... We have a governance and whatever it's called, committee, and we should be using that to define and to investigate the subtleties of it and to answer a number of questions. We spend more time today arguing about it than had we simply referred it to a committee that would really go into it. And I will be always abstaining from now on votes that are not assigned to the proper committees. I believe in the committee structure, and I think we should use it.
Thank you. Now, I know that it really qualifies someone speaking for it now if there's someone who wants to speak for it. Yes, as quickly as possible. Margaret.
Yes, quickly as possible. I'm for this amendment. I think that it moves in the right direction. Everybody knows that I was not for the earlier amendment to this, but I think that it stands in and of itself. It seems to have support on the board right now. I also want to say that in the past, last year, the way the committees worked, the list of sponsors that participated on the committees, I mean, even when we didn't agree, you know, I thought it worked very well, and I would hope that what we have passed here today doesn't dampen that in any way. But I think that this particular motion, sorry, I'm just very tired, really opens up and lets the listeners know that we are dependent on them, and that their voice is an important one, and that we do trust them to be voting members of the committees, and anything that needs to be discussed in confidence, I'm sure the committees and the board will find the appropriate way of doing it. I also want to commend Lydia and other people that might have worked on this, because it has been a contentious issue for a while, and I think that we are at a place now where I'm seeing some of those divides being crossed, and I think that we can get this thing passed and move forward in a good way.
Let's do it.
Okay. That concludes the discussion of this. We're going to go to a vote. This is the Lydia Brasson motion on listener sponsor involvement in LSVs. Those in favor?
As amended.
Well, yes, definitely as amended. Definitely as amended. Was there any other amendment that we had to work on? No.
He finally read it and withdrew.
And he said, forget it.
Well, yeah. No, thank you, Lamont. And I just think we have to be vigilant on that point.
Yeah, that's right. But I just want to note that I did go back to you, and you said those in favor of the...
Don, please, ask the secretary just to read the changes to the printed version again. Just that.
Okay. A member is asking this...
But it's also, don't forget the roll call that we... When I requested it the first time, it was for both.
All right. Now, we have a couple things. We don't need to call the question because basically discussion is finished. So we're going to go to a roll call vote, but Israel would like to have it reread to him.
The changes from the printed version.
The changes.
Just that.
Okay.
So we're clear on.
So all right. So let's do that now, if we.
Okay. So Dave's latest motion. Were there any other changes? Let's see, Zach.
No, you have it in your hand, I think, don't you?
Okay, I have it here.
There's a couple grammatical things at the very first sentence.
Dave moved to amend Lydia's second motion that finance and executive review be excluded from the motion regarding listener members on committees until it is considered by the structure or management committee.
No, governance.
Or governance.
No, governance.
Governance. I'm sorry, or governance committee.
And was there a motion on quorum that certain... No, that was not on this one.
No, there was a motion that it be.
So that's basically it.
And then there was that it be KPFK members.
Non-LSV
KPFK members.
All right. Okay, let me get to that. That was earlier. Okay, Dave made a substitute motion to... strike the words listener sponsor members and substitute non-LSD members of KPFK.
Yes.
Yes. Now, is there clarity on what we're voting on now? Okay, so let's go to a vote.
I want to remind the chair that you said or someone said that the body has to agree to take a roll call vote before we take a roll call
vote. Yes, okay. I think that's a good, well-taken comment that we were assuming a roll call was acceptable. Those in favor of a roll call vote, raise your hands or your cards.
Okay.
Opposed?
Down.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, abstentions? One. Salute.
No no's?
There are no no's.
No no's.
One abstention.
One abstention. Okay.
The secretary will call the roll on this motion. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Roll call vote. Grace Aaron votes yes. Dave Adelson?
Yes.
Good. Sarah Amir?
Yes.
Good. Rodrigo Agueda?
Yes.
Good. Lydia Brazone?
Yes.
Good. Israel Foyer?
Yes.
Good. Terry Goodman?
No.
Okay. Kimberly King?
Yes.
Good. Sonali Kolhatkar?
Yes, I love the way you take roll call.
Good. Very good.
We all feel the approval that you're giving us. We've done it right.
Grace, you didn't call me. You missed me again.
Okay. Shirna Gluck?
Yes.
Thank you. Arturo Lemus?
Yes.
Okay. Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Good. Ed Pearl?
Abstain.
Good. Reza Poor?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret Prescott?
Yes. Getting so hard.
Good. Julie Rodriguez left.
Yes.
Madeline, no, I'm here. Yes. Still here. Okay. Yes. Good. Madeline Schwab.
Yes.
Good. Donna Warren.
Abstain.
Okay. Don White.
Yes.
No, okay. Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
Okay. Very good. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses. One no, and three abstentions.
All right, now members of the board.
Chair.
Yes, yes, very good. Now, members of the board, I need your attention because we have a couple very important items and we have to figure out how we're going to use the last remaining minutes. In my judgment, and this is only my opinion, one thing is the naming of LSB members to the Pacifica National Board Committees. Now, it could be a little bit of a process, and I know the hour is late, but we cannot leave the meeting without a clear understanding of how we're going to get us onto PNB. The other important prioritized issue is the functioning of LSB committees. Because if we do not meet again until March, these committees need to function, and we need to know the newly elected members, Rodrigo and Reza and so on, they want to know how do they get on those committees and how can they begin to function.
We just passed the resolution that says that at this meeting we need to sign up for those committees. It needs to be at a public meeting, that's all.
Everybody does. And then there needs to be a convener, someone, I don't know if your motion had a convener.
I didn't do convener, but just...
The chair should appoint the convener.
Okay.
I would be more than happy to do that without any partisan politics
involved. So it'll just be a sign-up.
Right.
Make a list and pass it around.
So there needs to be a sign-up. And these committees, I want to warn you, they need to be posted on the website so listener sponsors know the venue, the time, and they need to function. And I'm self-critical because I was a member of Structure, and I began to miss meetings, and the Structure Committee, I agree with Terry, it began to break down, and I'm going to commit, if I go on a committee, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to function. So one of our priorities is taken care of, but but we need to circulate a, don't we need to circulate a sign up?
Yes.
And someone should prepare that immediately. And the committees,
Where are the committees?
Okay, the committees are listed on our agenda under item 9, program oversight, management evaluation, outreach, structure, that may be structure slash governance, finance and development, committee of inclusion, and arts.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
There's some errors in that. The LSB does not elect members to the finance committee. It doesn't elect them to the coordinating committee. It doesn't elect them to the special
Wait, now, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about LSB committees now.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about Pacifica National Board committees. We're talking about LSB committees. Now, I gave everyone this piece of paper. This piece of paper, which at the top says Pacifica National Board committees.
The roll call?
And David is right. You'll notice finance is simply a director and Casey McFall, who is our treasurer.
I got most of them.
But before, in my judgment, before the board disbands, we need to deal with this. So who is circulating LSB? We're talking now about LSB. You should put down the LSB committee. Now, David, would you agree with me that the LSB committees under number 9 of our agenda, programming oversight, management evaluation, outreach, structure, slash structured governance, finance development, committee of inclusion, and arts, are those our LSB?
I don't think the committee of inclusion, I think, is a national committee.
It is a national, but we have to elect, it's a national committee, so we'll do that under the PNB. Right. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think you need to call order, get the members back, or call for a break or something.
I let them go.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. People are saying we've just tried to do a lot in a single day. But I need the guidance of the board. How and when do we elect our LSB members to the PNB? David.
It's an urgent matter. Remember I said the programming committee is going to establish national program policy and determine whether we're going to have a national program director by April. That means if we don't meet till March, we're excluded. Also, until we do that, the national committees can't actually function. So we have to do that right now.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing.
Okay.
Can we ask the listeners to take it outside?
Yes, we're going to actually ask board members to come back. I know we've spent a lot of time here, but this assignment of LSB members to the Pacifica National Board is key. So we're still in session. May I ask, should I go through and call for nominations?
No, we should change.
Okay, now we have a difference of opinion. Okay, one moment before we do. There are some who believe we should take about a 4-minute break so people can get up, move around, reconvene with a single agenda item, the PNB committees.
Chair, Mr. Chair?
Yes. I'm going to recognize Sonali first because she has. Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up the issue of the Hustler magazine agenda item. It shouldn't take very long.
Yeah.
And I just urge the body to have some patience and spare maybe 5 minutes for it.
Okay. I want a sense of the body. How many believe we should take, I'm going to say, about a 3-minute stretch break?
It doesn't work.
No, people are saying no. How many believe we should take a 3-minute stretch break? Okay, how many oppose the 3-minute stretch break? Okay, we shall not. I'm sympathetic with the secretary who says she's starting to lose it. Yeah, stretching. Okay, now, do people agree with me that the number one priority is LSV on the PNB, and number two priority is getting this list of LSV committees, and it's going around? Okay.
And Don, I think that Dave recommended that you simply name the convener of each of the LSV committees.
Yeah, I haven't seen the list, so I don't know who's okay. Where, but...
It's coming around here.
Okay. Therefore, at this point, we cannot, unfortunately, go to the Hustler issue. We're going to have to go to the PNB issue first. So I'm going to actually call for some nominations here. Do you have your hand up?
Personal pressure. Yes. I actually wanted a clarification on something that Dave said earlier. Could I go ahead with that? It was, well, we're going to archive these meetings onto the website, and I think the assumption could easily flow from what Dave said about information that has not been, that the committees have not been able to get for over a year, that the assumption could be that is KPFK instead of national. So I wanted Dave to clarify that issue.
Yeah, and it's not that we haven't been able to get information necessarily, it's that at every step of the way when we try, this issue comes up and it delays and has caused problems. It is not, I was not speaking about the local situation.
No, he's talking about
speaking at the national level,
the national
particularly
level.
As relates to information that finance committees and election executive director review committees and election review committees had access to.
And I've used
the urinal on the first floor. It works. Okay.
Yes, I know.
No, let's not hand out. No, we should take. No, I think we should take nominations first. All right. That's fine. Okay. What we're going to do is hand out the ballots for these. I would like you to have this in front of you. If you have a copy of like this, have this in front of you. Because
could I clarify? That needs clarification.
Yeah.
Okay. One moment.
Great.
Now, let's
great,
get clarity on what we're doing.
Yeah, because there aren't enough committees
PNB.
On there.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is the ballots for the PNB. We're talking about LSV members.
All right. Can I get that back, please?
Now, people, the clarity will come as we go through this.
No.
We're going to go through this because I can see that I made this list up and I thought it was accurate, but let's see if it is. But I want everyone to have this in front of them before we do anything else.
We're missing one. Do you have any extra?
Yes. Would you hand this down to... Okay.
So, Don, you'd like us to address each of these committees as we go through them?
Rather than
all at once?
Yeah, I just wanted everyone to have the copy in front of them before we start.
I'm going to hand out the ballots for all the PNB committees, and then when people nominate themselves for a particular committee, you can circle it so you don't.
But, Grace, did you include committees of inclusion? Because that's the national. Okay.
Actually, Mr. Chair, may we talk about the committees before people circle? Because you may not.
Yes, we're not going to circle until we get organized, but I want order in the room before we start. So I'll call on you, Dave, in just a moment.
Don, while you're waiting for order in the room,
yes.
We don't have time, I suspect, but one of the things that we did not talk about is electing a LSV woman of color to the IPC.
That's true.
To sign up, please.
One of our problems, people, is this board has so much work to do and many complex issues, and we're not getting it all done.
Referring things to committee, and that's why we're not getting partly. Why
that's
we're not
right.
Getting
and
done.
The committees are is where this that's, has to happen.
So why did I only get one vote for referring this to?
Because the committees
we
are not functioning.
Because we don't have committees yet.
We don't have
that
committees.
That was not the case until we just took a vote.
Okay.
We had committees.
Now, with everyone having this in front of them, we're going to look before we circle anything. We're going to look and see these committees. It says at the top, Pacifica National Board Committees. I believe these are the Pacifica National Board Committees, but let's check. First of all, Finance Committee, that's composed of one director and from our signal area and our LSB treasurer, Casey. Do we have the director already on that committee?
Yeah, we don't know.
That is David Adelson. You may want to make a comment.
Forget that.
Where it says, composed of one director from our signal area, that is already David Adelson, and our LSB treasurer, that is Casey McFall. So that one we do not have to deal with. Programming oversight, is that one?
It's called programming.
Programming.
Programming. Cross out oversight. Programming is a Pacifica National Board committee we need to send members to. Audit, is that one, David?
Yes.
Committee of Inclusion. We elect the Pacifica National Board member and one member from, and three, plus three. So the Committee of Inclusion, and this was a very, very weak spot in this signal area. We elected a Committee of Inclusion, but it did not function. So that's a top, top priority. Executive Review Committee, that is a committee, and that reviews the National Executive Director Dan Coughlin and the Chief Executive Officer Lonnie Hicks.
Chief Financial Officer.
The Financial Officer. Technology, is that correct, David? Technology. Archives, is that correct?
That's not formally a committee.
It was before.
It may have been before, but the board ruled this time that it would be open to participation by any LSB members who wanted to participate.
So
there was not a motion, and the committee itself was rejected that.
I disagree.
I believe it was the agreement of the board to do it that way.
Motion.
Okay, well, what about electing, having someone be our LSB rep to archives, even if, you know, just let's do that. I mean, okay, let's look at Ad Hoc Elections Review Committee. My understanding at the PNB is that we do have two members there.
We elect two, yes.
We elect two.
We don't have them yet.
We don't have them yet because we haven't had this process, no. Governance. That's two members, right? Okay, Development Task Force.
I know nothing about the membership on task forces. I assume it's open.
Okay. Now, among the four directors, because Donna and Julie and Sonali and so on, is there any
Maria?
Sonali's not on the board.
Oh, what am I saying? I'm sorry. Maria, she has left. That's right. Oh, I just keep appointing people here and there. Okay, let's move ahead, assuming this list is now correct. Nominations are now open for programming. Now, keep in mind that we will have an election on this because we have limited membership. It's not like anyone who wants to be on these committees at the national level can be.
Don?
Yes, go ahead.
Julie has left, but she circulated a list.
Yeah, she did.
What happened to that list of people who wanted to be on committees?
She left?
Okay, well, this would be appropriate right now.
We ought to make some reference to it.
Well, yes, it would be appropriate. For instance, Bill Gallegos told me he wants to be nominated for Committee of Inclusion. So when we're making nominations, we can actually nominate people who are not here if we can testify under oath that they have told us they want to be on that committee. Now, the chair recognizes David, and I think we'll have him nominate all the people on his list.
Yeah, Julie gave this to me before she left. She circulated it. So as you go down the committees, I can just read off who signed.
All right.
And then we can have additional nominations.
Sure.
Okay. Programming nominations are open.
So under programming, I have listed that the candidates are Israel Foyer, Jan Goodman, Arturo Limas, Alan Minsky, Margaret.
It's too fast.
We have the circle.
Israel Foyer.
Go to 33 and a third.
Good, Jan Goodman.
No, go to 78. All right, Israel, Jan. Start after Israel and Jan.
Arturo.
Okay.
Alan Minsky.
Okay.
Margaret Prescott.
Okay.
Is there anybody else who's interested?
Yes,
other nominations?
I am.
Reza.
Oversight.
I'm sorry, you're nominating yourself, Raisa, right? Yes.
Dave, I think you have me there.
Raisa.
Sherna's been nominated.
And Sherna.
Great.
Okay, any other nominations for programming? Okay.
Lamont.
Lamont.
Did I hear Grace also?
For programming, Lamont, right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did
yeah.
I also hear somebody say Grace?
For what?
Programming?
National program.
No.
Okay. And was Kimberly at her hand?
Okay. Any other nominations for programming? Okay. I have Israel, Jan, Arturo.
Go slow.
Alan. Okay. Israel, Jan, Arturo, Alan, Margaret, Reza, Sherna, and Lamont. Is that accurate?
That's right.
Okay.
How many are we supposed to vote?
Two.
Okay, we're going to explain that, but where it says programming, you would circle the name so you know they're nominated, but your vote would go in the little line. Isn't that how we're supposed to do this?
And you number them one till the end, one till seven, one to eight, and it's for two seats.
It's for two seats. Now, nominations are now open for audit.
Okay. Under audit committee, I have Lamont Yakey as a candidate.
Good for you.
And I should say I'm already on that committee.
And Donna, by virtue, you're the director. By virtue of being director, we need two members. Is there someone else who has some experience, like you can balance your checkbook well or something? Is there someone who would be on the audit?
Can I also explain something else? This is a very comprehensive audit. This is actually more than any other committee where you find out what the hell is happening in the organization, because it gets audited. So, for example, what contracts have been signed. This is where you get to ask the auditor, we want you to look into this and specifically tell us this.
Okay.
This is the place where you figure out what's happening in the foundation.
Are there any other nominations for audit committee?
Don't all rush in at once.
Terry.
Since that didn't work, I'll offer to continue on the audit.
Oh, very good. Terry. We love you, Terry. Okay. Committee of Inclusion.
Bill Gaines.
There are three for this.
Plus a PMB rep.
You're right, plus the director.
And Julie Rodriguez signed up as the PNB rep. And there's LSB reps. We have Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazan, Bill Gallegos, Kimberly King. And
wait,
Mark.
It's a little too fast. Sorry.
Rodrigo, Lydia, Bill Gallegos, Kimberly King, Margaret Prescott, and Lamont Yakey.
And Lamont Yakey. Okay, further nominations for Committee of Inclusion. I would like to nominate Arturo Lemus.
For what is that?
For the Committee of Inclusion. Are you interested in that at all?
No, I am not.
You're not?
No.
There's a $2,000 stipend. Okay, that's declined.
I'd like to apologize to you, Arturo, for spelling your name wrong on these ballots.
Okay. Uh-huh. I can leave with it.
Very good. Okay, the nominees, Julie as director, Rodrigo, Lydia, Bill, Kimberly, Margaret, and Lamont. Anyone that I left out from those nominations? Okay, Executive Review Committee.
Can I just make a comment about that so people who are new know?
Yeah.
Last year, the Executive Review Committee assembled an evaluation instrument, and as it worked out, they also proposed that the LSB members on that committee be the LSB members who participated in the review. So the review, as it ultimately turned out, included all the national board members, the LSB members who were on that committee, and we also asked for the unit manager's input.
Incidentally, I served on the executive review committee, and I would like to self-nominate myself for that committee again.
How many people? We elect two.
Yes, Jim De Eugenio and Sonali were the other representatives from this signal area. Jim is not on the board any longer, and you're not a national
director.
Are you willing to be nominated as an? No. Okay.
Dave, do you have anyone with you?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Marie Deary. I can call her and ask her if she'll accept.
Do you have anyone else listed?
Nope.
I want to nominate Alan Minsky.
Okay, later. Alan Minsky, do you accept?
I think I am.
I want to see what Mary says.
Am I on this committee already?
Marie.
Yeah. Marie.
Marie.
I'm calling her.
Marie.
We'll call her now.
Okay. Well, we can't wait.
Okay. I will withdraw from programming and nominate myself for this.
Okay. Sherna. Now, people, mark your ballots. Sherna has withdrawn from programming, so you'll have to find a way not to vote for her under programming. Sherna has withdrawn, and Sherna is now nominated for Executive Review Committee.
Sherna's not on program?
She has withdrawn, as I understand it here. Okay, so the nominees, they're not closed. They're not closed, but I'll just say so far, it's Don, Marie, if she agrees, Alan, if he agrees, and Sherna.
No, I'm going to pull myself off of that. I just wanted to make sure there were two people.
Okay, Alan is no longer there, and we don't know about Marie.
Alan's off program?
He's off executive review committee.
I'm on programming.
He's on programming, but he's off executive review committee.
Okay.
Technology. We need... Incidentally, you know, Committee of Inclusion, you can vote. We're voting for three. Okay, technology, good. Sonali is nominated. Others on the technology committee.
Can I think someone tell us what this means to be on the technology committee?
You know, that's a very good question.
Too technical.
The name suggests very clearly that it's a committee that's focused, maybe Eva should explain.
Well, I think the subject has put forward resolutions as to where to go with the network technologically, and so obviously there's a lot of cost factors involved, planning phases involved, so this is a very technical issue. It also, I think, to some degree Pacifica and National, but also to look at the infrastructure of the stations, possibly the capital campaign about transmitters, backup transmitters for stations, building space, etc. So everything with regards to technical.
Sonali is nominated. Any other nominations for technology?
Terry Goodman volunteered.
To who?
Terry.
Terry, good. Terry Goodman is nominated.
How many people?
Two.
You know, I haven't been talking with the staff of this library. We're just going on and on. Maybe someone, Jack, could you make sure it's all right that we're staying this late? Or did they all go home? Maybe. Okay. Okay, Marie Deary accepts under Executive Review Committee.
And Governance.
Oh, and Governance. Oh, fine. We haven't done that yet, but keep that in mind. Okay. Okay, we have two nominees for technology. I'm going to declare this closed.
Who are they?
Terry Goodman and Sonali Kulhatkar.
Can we declare
both
the
techies?
We formally have to do the election.
Okay. Archives. My suggestion is that we do vote for archives, even though there's confusion at the national level.
I would like to continue, and Jan was not certain.
Okay, Sherna Gluck is nominated for archives. And Jan is not here to accept, and she's uncertain.
I think if she knew what we had in mind, I think she would agree.
Well, do you want to nominate her?
I think she's out of town.
Okay.
Her cell phone with her.
Other nominations for archives?
Well, is Jan on or not?
Well, the question here is, Sherna is being equivocal. We can't nominate someone technically if they are going to turn it down. So I hesitate to put her on here if she's going to say no.
I would like to nominate Lamont.
Lamont Yakey has been nominated.
Well, what is this?
Archives. And keep in mind that we're at a big advantage here because the archives are in Los Angeles. You know, they're upstairs at the station, and you can go up there and get free samples and, you know. Okay, Lamont has accepted, I believe. I mean, okay. Now, Ad Hoc Elections Review Committee. David, can you read the nominees you might have?
And the envelope.
Where is that?
This is Election Review?
Where is it?
Yeah, Election Review Committee.
Where is it?
It's under Archives.
What?
No, they all say election.
Election governance.
Nope.
Oh, wait a moment.
They all say election.
It's not on your ballot.
There's no action.
No,
election.
That's an ad hoc committee.
Well, it's an ad hoc committee, but the PND wanted LSB members because of the controversy throughout the network over the recent elections.
And I'd like to point out that ad hoc committees are under the same constraints as other, as standing committees, namely they have two LSB members unless it's confidential information.
Now, may I ask?
Let's take one of these crossed out and
finance.
Election Review Committee.
Why don't we change the coordinating committee to that?
The coordinating committee, yeah. Okay, let's make the coordinating committee be the ad hoc election review committee.
Okay. Let's all agree to that, where it... Yeah, okay, everyone understands that. And this is now the Elections Review Committee. It's a network-wide committee to look at election problems.
And where are we... I'm sorry, where are we putting it?
I think under Coordinating Committee.
Coordinating Committee.
Okay.
The one that's crossed out that says Coordinating Committee. I haven't done any of these, so I'm going to have to...
Any volunteers?
Yes. Do you have any nominations for that, David?
For which one?
Election
Review.
No, because it wasn't on the
list. It wasn't on the list.
I want to nominate Kimberly.
Kimberly has been nominated. Election Review. Unless I hear someone decline loudly. Lamont.
I'm going to nominate Margaret.
Margaret Prescott.
No,
you can't shake your head. You have to scream. Okay, Margaret has declined. We still have Kimberly.
How about Raven?
I believe Bill was interested.
Raven's over there.
Lydia?
Israel, all right.
Lydia? Uh-huh. Wasn't Bill interested in the elections review?
I like to nominate Grace Aaron.
Grace.
How about this time?
Okay,
he was last time, but I don't know.
All right, Grace Aaron has been nominated. And Raisa, your name has come up under Elections Review Committee.
Would you accept that?
Okay.
John, are you going to read these again? Or
yes, I am.
Very confusing
so
now.
Far, we have four.
Okay.
Under Election Review, Kimberly, Israel, Grace Aaron, and Raisa. We have four under Ad Hoc Elections Review. Kimberly, Israel, Grace Aaron, and Raisa. Shall we declare the nominations closed there?
Good thing we started early.
Yes.
We haven't done that yet.
We need to think about the people who aren't here because they may want to participate.
I thought that Bill Gallegos was interested in this.
He is.
Is he interested in
election
review?
He at the last. I'm sorry. Wasn't he on the last committee? He was.
Yes,
on the
he
last
was.
One. He was on the committee.
About right now. You want me to call him?
Yeah, this was a top priority of his at one time.
He was on the committee. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I want to point out a couple of things. Number one, I think that we should know which directors are on which committees first and foremost, and
number two, I don't want to leave anybody out, and there are some LSB members who have not been nominated, like Miss Sarah Amir.
I decline.
Sarah, shame on you.
But okay. I would like to give every LSB member an opportunity.
Well, keep in mind that self-nominations, many people have nominated themselves. So do not be bashful, because what you're saying is, I want to serve the station and the network.
I nominate Madeline and Ed for all committees.
Okay, Madeline and Ed for all committees.
I second.
Okay. Now, we're waiting to see if Bill will...
Yeah, I got his voicemail. I don't know.
Uh-huh. My impression, he told me he wanted to be on committee for inclusion, but I know that election review... Huh?
Point of order?
Oh, gosh, you've always got these points of order. Go ahead.
I believe in this election it's appropriate with STV that you say who won and then you have an alternate. So if Bill were, for example, nominated and he was elected and declined, then you could have your alternate take his place. Mm-hmm. It's one of the strengths of STV. You can order votes.
On that basis, shall we add Bill to... Good. Bill Gallegos. Okay, let's move
Donna,
to...
Don, I have just one question.
Yes.
On this form where you have election COIP and B rep, that's the only one where you repeat all of the reps. Are all four of these people running or just Julie?
Just Julie, no?
Oh, are you talking about Committee of Correspondence?
No, you see right here,
the Committee of Inclusion
rep, and you have all four people there?
So we're gonna...
Okay.
Nominations are open for governance.
Marie.
Yes, if you believe they're interested, but, you know, it would help if they were interested, but as David points out, if we elect them...
I want to nominate Lydia Prezan.
For what?
I can read the names of those who signed up.
Okay, but before you do, Lydia Prezan has been nominated, and then David, if you'll read the other nominees you have.
I have Grace Aaron.
Grace.
Accept.
She accepts.
Marie Deary.
Marie Deary.
Israel Foyer.
Okay.
Terry Goodman. Lamont Yakey.
Lamont, okay.
Lamont, are you sure about
these
committees?
No.
He's not
going to. How do you know you're going to make the other
one?
But people should be aware that we need them on local committees, too.
Lamont, are you declining?
I'll decline this.
On governance?
No, don't do that, because you don't know what you're going to get elected for.
You don't know what you're going to get elected to, and you know what's up.
Run first, then decline.
There's a groundswell encouraging you to stay on the list, Lamont, for this.
Write-ins are allowed. Remember this.
So,
write-ins
Don,
are allowed.
One more time.
Okay. Governance.
Yeah.
Lydia Prezan, Grace Aarons, Marie, Israel, and Terry. And I believe... Huh?
And Lamont.
Lamont. Okay, Lamont.
You will bring it?
Uh-huh. There's a $5,000 stipend for this one. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 nominees.
Didn't Jan indicate in an email that she was interested in one of the committees, the national committees?
You know, I can't keep these straight. Does anyone have...
No. The National Programming Committee? Was that it? So we should,
and she is nominated there.
Okay.
All right. Now, Development Task Force. Does any director think that this is something that we need to staff with from here?
I think my understanding of the task force is people can volunteer. I mean, this is just doing work, so you can volunteer.
But should we name 2 official representatives?
No. My understanding is that anyone who wants can volunteer to be on it.
Okay. Okay, Development Task Force. I know that at the PNB they talked about LSB involvement, but I'm getting the message from our directors that it's not an official. Okay, now, is everyone clear what they do next? Okay, I've got to do that. I haven't even started the process. Yes, I can. Okay, I will call these off. Now, you can correct me. Programming. Israel, Jan, Arturo, Alan, Margaret, Ressa, and Lamont.
No, I will withdraw from programming.
Okay. Oh, you're withdrawing from programming?
Say it again.
Yes, okay. Lamont is not there. Okay. Programming. Israel, Jan, Arturo, Alan, Margaret, and Ressa.
And who is the director on that?
Okay, and let's do this. You would know that. Give us.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not on programming.
Okay, who
person
is?
Person who knows.
I think either Julie or Maria are the ones that I'm not sure which of the two it is.
It's either Julie or Maria. Yeah, and I don't know which. I have it in my notes somewhere, but I don't
Don.
Know.
Okay. Could I ask when you read them? Could you read them in alphabetical order? Because it's a little easier for us to check
okay.
it off.
Okay. You know, I didn't take them down that way. So yeah.
Okay.
Just
all
proceed.
Right.
Just proceed. Don't stop.
All right.
Yeah, I'll repeat them. I wish I could quickly alphabetize them in my mind. Israel Foyer, Jan Goodman, Arturo Lemus, Alan Minsky, Margaret Prescott, and Ressa Poor. That's programming.
The director of programming. Maria.
Audit are only two. Lamont Yakey and Terry Goodman. Audit only are two.
Okay.
Lamont Yakey and Terry Goodman. Committee of Inclusion, for which we actually elect three, not two, are Julie Rodriguez.
Now she's
Rodrigo.
Yeah, but she's a PMB, so that doesn't.
That's
matter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. She's the director.
No, programming, yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brasson. Bill Gallegos. Kimberly King. Margaret Prescott and Lamont Yakey. It's the Committee of Inclusion.
And we have to vote for the director, too.
And we do have to vote for the director, although she's unopposed, right? But now, excuse me, I'm not looking at the ballot.